Not, not yet. No.
Since putting a.
See if he fixed.
Find him?
Yeah.
One bill, one section.
Which is crazy.
Take this one.
Yeah.
So, something else we could do is for.
Oh, yeah.
So this R20.
What?
Respite care for severe.
I don't know, that's a mental health.
No, I think.
Yeah, that's replaced that.
I'm assuming it's not because it's a house.
You know, that should be 2-8. I'll make that on amendment. Thanks.
How about the people link?
That's good. Did you read in the bill?
That's in and change it to.
10? 403. Dollar amount for long-term homelessness services?
That portion is gone, unless that's the governor's.
This, I think, is the governor's. This is not the.
Yeah, I've better change the article title.
Well, but there is another one-time appropriation for long-term homeless.
All right.
That was in our bill, actually.
Yeah, we had $1 million for long-term homeless one time. $56,026.
Well, the governor's. Didn't we have a good writer for the governor? Because we had the item.
Maybe that's what it.
Who would have thought?
They may need it anyway.
4.1. We just had the $1 million, that's what I thought lined up. That's the same coding as the one, $256,000.
Under Berglund.
Appropriations.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would move an A-130 amendment to Article 8, and I have some oral corrections to it. On page 3, line 3.15, delete and fee for service providers. On line 3.17, delete fee for service providers. And on line 3.21, delete fee for service provider.
In Article 8.
So, I would just ask that be incorporated into the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I think there are also two other technical changes staff would suggest. On line 1.4, it should read Article 8 rather than Article 1.
It does say Article 8. Oh,
that would be
on the heading.
Line 1.4, right.
Okay.
And then on line 3.26, the reference 256L.32 should be changed to 256L.28.
Okay.
So I would also incorporate those into the amendment.
It is long-term homeless.
This amendment will incorporate the changes that have been made in regard to the seamless system between medical assistance and Minnesota Care for Children, and will implement the $4 premium for children up to 200% of poverty.
Mr. Chair, I think that.
Senator Lurie.
Fee for service providers, I think we need to also eliminate the and on line 316 just for grammatical purposes.
Yes.
And maybe the or on line 321 as well.
Yes. So I've incorporated all of those things into this amendment.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A-130 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Well, I don't.
That amendment is adopted. Is that the end? Is that the end of Article 8 then?
Mr. Chair, yes, that's correct. Replaced Article 8 in the bill.
That's it?
Yay. So we're going to do the appropriations article now?
Mr. Chair and Senator Berglund, there are also, I think, a few more sections in Article 10 that could be done.
Let's clean those up first then. Ms. Cleveland.
Mr. Chair, on the summary, page 4, we had put section 10 on hold.
Now, if you can just repeat that.
Sure. Article 10, page 4 of the summary. Section 10 is the cancer surveillance, adding data to the cancer surveillance. We had put that section on hold. The bottom of page 4. It says rule authority is the title.
So I think the tracking did adopt the Senate amount for the system, so this would then have a fiscal note, so we can just skip by this one.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I think we were just going to confirm there were some that earlier today we thought were not being funded, and I think we just wanted to go through and confirm that that's right. So do you want me to go through those sections?
If you can want to do them in general, or
sure.
Just read through all
it's,
of them.
Section 16 is the arsenic health risk standard. Section 24 is the bisphenol A. Section 54 is radiation emissions. And Section 56 is the Lindane Committee, and all of those are not being funded.
Representative Clark.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I do have an amendment. A-133, I don't think it's been passed out yet.
Representative Clark.
Mr. Chairman, this amendment says that within the limits of available appropriations, the Health Department, Commissioner of Health, in cooperation with the others that mentioned there, should try to get us set with a human and child health-based value for arsenic. And actually, I think I want this to apply just to the first subdivision there. So maybe you could help me. It's just to apply to the first one for now, because I think that's the first priority to try to get this health-based value set up. And I could just talk about that for a brief moment. As some of you may know, in the last 4 or so years, we've had arsenic discovered all over our yards in South Minneapolis, similar to, I guess in some ways, our concerns are similar to what's happening with the people who have PFCs that they're discovering in their communities. We don't have, we have the EPA working with our health department to clean it up, but we do not, and although we've asked over and over, we do not have anyone providing us with a human health-based value, especially for children. There are, the federal government is supposedly in the process of deciding if they're going to do a risk assessment. They haven't done that either. So even though they're going in and taking off whole front yards because arsenic is such a poisonous contaminant. So the least I think we could do with this today, since we didn't have it in our appropriations, is to say that within whatever appropriations the health department has and can find in this area, we would like them to start working on this, helping us understand what is the risk, what is the standard that we should be observing, especially for our children, in terms of arsenic. Yeah,
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Clark, so are the lines that are being amended in the amendment in the right place?
The right. I think it should be applied to the first subdivision.
Well, then you would just be deleting the rest of them when we adopt the amendment, when we adopt the section.
I guess that's right, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I support this amendment.
Just a technical correction. The capital T in the should be small t. My mother was an English teacher. Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, I just need some clarification. It was my understanding that we did not choose to adopt Section 16. And before us is an amendment for Section 16. So I'm kind of confused.
We, at the time, did not have the spreadsheet, so we weren't absolutely sure that this section and a number to follow here were in the spreadsheet or not. We have now have the spreadsheet. We've looked at all those, and we were correct that they were not in the spreadsheet, but we had not actually acted on any of these articles at that time. So they're still available for amendment and adoption or not adoption. Any further discussion of the A-133 amendment? Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, how does the department feel when we attempt to put into statute ideas or concepts that we'd like to perhaps take a look at, but we know we don't have the money to appropriate for it, and so we put into statute that we might like the department to take a look at this if there should become money available. I don't know. Is that a common practice in the legislature?
Mr. Chairman, we did it in this bill earlier today. I can't remember the exact section, but I remember.
I guess I was, Mr. Chair, if I may. My question really is more about the principle and precedent and common practice as opposed to maybe an instance where we might have addressed that earlier in this bill.
Is there somebody from the Department of Health that would like to comment on that? Ms. Kelly, Commissioner Kelly, actually.
Mr. Chair, Senator Lynch, we take this as direction of the legislature. It helps us indicate what the legislative intent is, and if we have resources available, we are more than willing to do the work the legislature directs us. It can sometimes be a double-edged sword that if we do not have the resources, there is oftentimes the expectation on the part of the legislature that the work will get done, but we don't have a position on this amendment.
Senator Solon.
Mr. Chair and Commissioner, I'm wondering the statement on 453.21 through .23, the Commissioner of Health shall ensure that the established arsenic health risk standard is included in all information provided to the public. Does that open us up to lawsuit if that isn't provided, if we don't have the funds to do the study?
Mr. Chair, my understanding is that the amendment would only be to Subdivision 1, and that would be the only portion of this language that you'd be adopting. And so it would just be an expectation that if we do have the resources, we would adopt a health-based and child-based value.
Well, what's Subdivision 1?
That's in Subdivision 1.
That is Subdivision 1.
That's part of it.
Mr. Chairman,
part of the appropriation.
Representative Clark.
Just one thing to note: this was amended. This section was amended, so you might not have the amendment written in, but the words.
We can't hear you again. I'm
okay, sorry.
Okay, amended.
This good. This subdivision was amended earlier, and just so if you're looking for the words "health-based value," including a child-based value, that was added in an amendment that's on there. I'm not sure if that was your question in part. I think the other thing you were asking about is there any, I don't know, liability, I guess, if the health risk standard is published. I mean, this is basically a community's right to know what's safe to have our families and our children be exposed to in terms of arsenic that's in our neighborhood.
Representative Walker.
I'll be brief, Mr. Chair. I understand the concerns about asking departments to make priorities, especially when there's not money. This is, you know, whether it's good or bad, whether we should be doing it or not, this isn't the first time we've done it to the Department of Health. It won't be the last time, trust me. Representative Abler probably has some things planned. It is just one of the things that we do here. We don't all, it's actually better than we could have actually passed it and not gave you money, because we also do that on occasion. It's one of those things that there's a lot of staff in the Department of Health with great ideas. Community has ideas when they're out in the field, and sometimes the legislature just needs to help them give their ideas of the priority things that we may want to work on in the future. And so there's not any direction of set mandating any funding or looking at this at this time. It's something that the department should just put on the to-do list if money comes available.
Representative Clark, did we delete subdivisions 2, 3?
Mr. Chairman, I think one of the things that happens is we're going to have a motion to adopt a part of this. We can either delete it, or the motion to adopt can be adopt section 16, subdivision 1, and that would mean we wouldn't have to go through any other deletion of anything. We just adopt the one subdivision we want.
And Representative Clark, would you change those shells to may?
That's usually your middle ground.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you know what? That's just fine. This department has been asked to do standards before. I know Senator Berglund and Representative Wagenius asked for some standards to be written for another part that's in this bill, I think about 4 years ago. And it had to do with trying to understand, you know, the impact on children and developing fetuses of various contaminants. We do have that in this bill now, with some funding. So, I mean, if the department doesn't want to do it, they probably won't do it. If they do want to do it, it's interesting. We've had a number of studies here today that have had no fiscal note that they apparently want to do. But I hope we're sending a strong message that this has gotten to be quite urgent in a community that has arsenic all over our yards. The EPA has declared this area, where the arsenic came from, a Superfund site, and they're trying to figure out if the whole neighborhood is qualifies for this level. They demanded that people. My own front yard was removed from 12 to 18 inches. I didn't have a choice. I came home one day about 4 years ago from 2 years ago. It was during this time of the session. Had to sign a document from the EPA that let them take that off of my yard. It went over a level that we were told was urgent to be removed. It's an emergency, and they said if I didn't agree, that they would consider getting an order. So I agreed. But right next door to me were two little children. We do not know if the level in that yard, which is only somewhat below mine, is dangerous to children, because we don't have a human and health-based value for children nor adults. We have an arbitrary number that they start doing this cleanup and taking off of the yard. And by the way, they're taking this stuff up. I think it's up in Anoka County, putting it in a landfill that's, I believe, clay-lined, and it's not even a hazardous landfill. This is a serious issue that we're dealing with. Many, many homes, 3,000 properties were surveyed last year in our community. It's just as important as the people who are dealing with the PFCs and the other parts of our metro area. So we need help with this, and we need the health department to start helping us understand what the health risks are.
Yeah, Representative Clark moves the A-133 amendment to section 16, subdivision 1. Representative Solon.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and Representative Clark, the question I have, though, is that it says within the limits of, I don't disagree with you, but you're saying within the limits of available appropriations, the department has to determine what the health risk is or the level of risk for a child. And by your own admission, there is no known risk level of risk for a child. So on the last statement then, I'm wondering if it doesn't put the state at risk, because it says the commissioner shall ensure that the health risk standard is included in all information provided to the public. And if it isn't there, then what type of risk does the state incur?
Mr. Chairman, Senator
Representative Clark.
Senator Solon, if you notice the adjective before the arsenic health risk standard is established. And what we're asking them to do is establish this. And so once they've established it, that's what needs to be known to the public.
Well, It's not the way I read it, but.
Okay, we have the A133 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No, they have to have three votes on that. So.
I couldn't tell.
Okay, do division.
Chair's undecided, and that's his deaf ear.
This is my favorite part.
Karen has called the division. So those that support the amendment, would they raise their hand? The amendment is not adopted.
Yeah, Madam, Mr. Chair, I just want to say that the questions were all directed to me, but there are two other legislators in the room who I hope you will talk with your members about what this means to the community, because this is a community of low-income people, people of color mostly, and we deserve the same sort of attention to this sort of standard as we are now paying to the PFCs in the wealthier part of our state.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Clark, the members of my conference committee did not vote against this because I asked them to vote for it, but I have been trying to explain to you throughout this conference committee that there needs to be a lot more education about this done with members of the Senate.
Okay. So the amendment is not adopted, and we're now on Section 16, which is not in the spreadsheet, so we will it will not be adopted.
And Mr. Chair, the last section that was on hold from this afternoon is on the last page, Section 57. It's that medical assistance coverage for arsenic testing.
Sorry. Senator Clark.
That's okay. You can be mad, but I'll be Senator. I think Senator Berglund said earlier that this is already covered, but I'm just thinking, considering the discussion we just had, maybe we better make sure by leaving it in the bill.
It is, Mr. Chairman and Representative Clark, it is covered. Our staff has verified it is a covered service.
Maybe, Mr. Chairman and Senator, maybe it needs to be advertised to the public, because including doctors, because people who are going to get tested are not, well, you know, they're not always finding that out. So,
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Clark, then we should change what this says, because what it says is that the commissioner just has to make sure it's covered, and it is already covered. We want the commissioner to notify physicians of its, that it's covered service, then that would be different than what it says in the bill.
Mr. Chairman and Senator
Representative Clark.
That would be a friendly amendment if you want to offer it as an oral amendment. That would be great. If you want me to, I will offer
yes,
it.
Yes, if you could. I am quite tired here, okay. And I'm not doing amendments orally on the fly too well tonight.
All right.
I also haven't had too much success with getting them adopted, so.
Let's try. What page is that final piece on?
You want some help?
Just tell me what page it is.
Page R 48.
Representative Clark, maybe you'd like to read the Commissioner of Human Services shall inform providers that.
That's a good amendment.
Thank you. That makes sense.
I think that'll work then.
That'll work perfectly. Thank you.
So,
I move the amendment.
Okay, so the amendment as amended is recommended to pass, and all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So that amendment as amended to section 57 is adopted, and now we will
move adoption of section 57 as amended.
Section 57, as amended, has been moved. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So Section 57 is adopted.
It's the end of
Ms. Cleveland.
That closes Article 10 then.
Okay, well, so we're done with Article. And now we're going to the appropriation section, which is Article 12.
Mr. Chairman, the first open issue is on page R3. The pay for performance in the Senate, it's been adopted, but it needs an amendment to, this was requested by the Finance Department to make this hold back of this appropriation work with state accounting systems.
So I'd move adoption of the A109 amendment.
So Senator Berglund, this just gets this in
the shape. Yeah, this is the recommended language by the Department of Finance for how they would handle the withhold.
Okay, any discussion of that? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A109 amendment signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We have adopted the A109 amendment to
Article
9.
Next issue is on page R6. I think at the top of the page, both the TANF block grant rider and the TANF work participation requirements rider are out.
There needs to be some other language on the maintenance of effort.
There is. This is the rider on depositing savings in the general fund into the TANF fund.
Right. Doesn't there need to be some other language to do what we did in the tracking?
Oh, I'm not sure. Are you talking about the like the additional working family credit expenditures, or
no? We're claiming maintenance of effort because it's no longer needed to be at a higher level.
I guess I'm unaware of that. We'll have to.
Could you comment, please?
Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, no additional rider is needed. The MOE adjustments you've made in the tails are based on the work participation bonus that allows you to meet the the levels. Therefore, you don't need a rider. So the tracking would follow that.
All right.
On page R7, line 231.33 on the Senate side, that 25% is changed to 16%.
What percent?
16%.
I would move adoption of that number.
So on line 231.33, the 25 has changed to a 16. And do you want to move the?
We have to vote.
Let's see, what is that section?
Vote on the amendment.
It's already been adopted.
We have to vote on the 16.
Okay. Well, let's vote on changing 25 to 16. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The 25 has changed to a 16.
In the middle of page R8, the additional working family credit expenditures to be claimed for TANF MOE, those numbers will be changed to reflect the tracking, and numbers will be added for FY 10 and 11.
I would move that we give the staff the direction to correct the numbers in this rider.
Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, we'll direct staff to correct those numbers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So staff is directed to do that.
The rider at the bottom of R8, healthcare access transfer or fund transfer is out. That's not in the tracking. That takes us to page 11. And I believe the numbers from tracking for child care licensing, if I'm reading the right numbers, it's 70 the first year, then 140. Then in the out years, it's 86 and 34. Is that? I'm on the top of R11, the child care licensing rider.
Mr. Gill, I'm not sure what the amounts are, but I would move that you're authorized to fill in the numbers in accordance with the tracking.
Okay.
So staff is directed to change the number to fit the spreadsheet. Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So the staff is directed to change those numbers.
And then on R12, those numbers in the Senate rider will also be corrected to match the tracking.
I would so move.
Staff, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So staff is directed to correct those numbers.
Takes us to R14. On the MFIP pilot program, $100,000 in 08, $750,000 in 09, and $750,000 in 10, and then zero is the tracking.
I would so move.
From the TANF fund.
I would so move.
Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So the staff is directed to correct the numbers in that section.
The supported work rider on R14, the appropriation is $4,359,000 in 08 and $6,155,000 in 09. And in 10 and 11, it's $6,165,000 and $6,169,000. And the appropriation should be from the TANF fund, not from the TANF reserve account.
I would so move.
Any discussion?
Wrong? It's supposed to be.
Madam Chair, these numbers and the riders for the child care rider are net numbers, and I think you need to get the gross numbers, and I can work with staff afterward to make sure the correct ones are put in there.
So I would move that we authorize the staff to insert the correct numbers in the supported work section and to change the language so that it comes from the TANF account.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So staff is directed to correct those numbers in that writer.
On R15.
And on the previous section. I think we did give them just general direction there, though.
We get together with the DHS fiscal afterwards and get all the right numbers in here. On the work study rider, I believe it's $750,000 a year, and I don't see any reference to the grants to these opportunities industrialization centers, so is that out?
No, it's in the Senate language.
So that stays in?
Yeah. I would move adoption of the Senate language.
So the Senate language has been moved. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
And the car loans and repairs rider would be deleted, and there's a rider to combine that with something else.
For the CAP agency.
Right.
Thank you.
And I believe this the A-128 amendment needs a correction on line 1.9. That should be $250,000 each year. So it'd be $250 each year for the community action grants, and $1,005,000 each year from TANF for auto, for community action agencies for auto repairs, auto loans, and auto purchase grants to individuals who receive benefits under 256J.
So I move adoption of the A-128 amendment with a correction in the number on line 1.9.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A-128 amendment signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Did somebody have their hand up?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I was just trying to find out what was left in the community action agency grants, the balance of what was left. Just trying to figure that out. You know?
500.
You guys only need three votes.
So about, Mr. Chairman and members, so if I understand what we just did, about half of the community action grant then will now go for the car loans. Is that what we did? Because it's reduced.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Clark, we can't give TANF monies to the CAP agencies to use for general purposes. So.
No, I understand that, Madam Chair. We brought real money into this committee. I'm just trying to understand what's left. And you're saying it's all TANF loans. I know that money was taken out of this to balance the budget, I guess, in the negotiations. So I'm just trying to understand how much is left, because it actually looks like there's more money for the car loans than there is for the rest, but it sounds like it's about equal now, if I'm not mistaken.
It's been adopted.
It's been adopted.
The integrated service projects, I believe the amount is $2.5 million per year from the TANF fund.
I would move adoption of that number.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So we've changed the number and adopted that rider.
On the bottom of R16 on the House side, child care services grants would be $1 million each year. This is one-time funding.
I would move to adopt that rider with a $1 million number.
And then backing up, oh, I'm sorry.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we've adopted that rider with the change in the number.
Then on the Senate side, in the middle of the page, the at-home infant care program, no funding shall be allocated for that. I believe that's in the, that corresponds with the tracking.
I would move that rider.
With no funding? No. Okay. That rider has been moved. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we've adopted that rider.
On R17, the first house-only rider, early childhood professional development system, that's in at $1 million each year, one-time funding.
I would move the rider with the $1 million figure in the language.
The rider has been moved. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So the early childhood rider is adopted as amended.
The next rider on family, friend, and neighbor grant program is in as it appears.
I move adoption of that rider.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
The next rider, increased child care provider connections. We've already adopted the House language with some minor changes, and the funding would be $50,000 each year to Hennepin and $50,000 each year to Ramsey.
I would move adoption of those numbers. And the number at the top should be changed too, I think. $200,000.
It is $200,000, $100,000 each year split between the two counties.
Oh, okay.
Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Gill, can you just clarify? My notes say that we adopted the language that was actually a combination of the House and Senate. Does that match with what you were describing?
Mr. Chairman, yes, Senator Lynch. On R18, number 3 on the House side, we were going to combine that report with the report on the Senate side.
Okay.
So it would be a combination of those two in the report. That would be the combination language.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we've adopted that one.
On R19, the child support enforcement grant to the counties, it'd be the Senate language available until June 30th, 2009, and the amount is $7,333,000 the first year.
I would move those numbers be placed into the Senate rider and adopted.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, in the middle of R20, we've adopted the Senate adoption assistance and relative custody rider. The only issue was the percentage, and as far as I know, it stayed at 3.95%.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the 3.95% and authorize the staff to change it if the tracking shows otherwise.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That rider is adopted as amended.
On the House side, the crisis nurseries rider is in as it appears.
I move adoption of the rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So
the respite,
adopted that rider.
Excuse me. The respite care rider at the bottom of that page is out. The first three riders on R21 are out. The MFIP and Children's Mental Health Pilot Project is in as amended, but this appropriation is from the TANF fund.
I would move that those changes be made and that this rider be adopted.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And so we've adopted that rider.
The Regional Children's Mental Health Initiative is in as it appears.
I would move adoption of that rider.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
That rider, anybody opposed? that rider is adopted.
On top of R22, the child safety efforts rider is out. The Senate fetal alcohol syndrome rider is in as it appears with a technical correction on 240.21. It should be a reference to section 254A.171.
I would move adoption of the change in the section numbers for that rider.
And adopt the rider.
We adopted it already.
It's been moved to change the numbers in that rider. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
On R23, the House Targeted Case Management temporary funding language is in with the amount is $36,134,000.
I move adoption of the change in that number.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So we've changed the numbers in that rider.
The Child Welfare Project rider, I believe the appropriation is $21,000 the first year, $935,000 the second year, and $907,000 per year in the base.
I would move adoption of this rider with those numbers.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? None. So we've adopted that rider and changed the numbers.
That takes us to page R25. Base adjustment rider at the top of the page is not needed because that's a forecast program. The People Incorporated rider is in at $403,000 per year.
Move adoption of that rider with the change in the number.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
On the bottom of that page, on the Senate side, that rider is in as it appears.
Move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
On the top of R26, the Senate language is in. The appropriation is $150,000 each year from TANF and $300,000 each year from the general fund, and this does not become part of the base.
I move adoption of that rider with those changes.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
Fast music. The homeless and runaway youth is $1,764,000 the first year and $1,500,000 the second year and $425,000 each year would be a reduction in the base instead of the $2 million that shows. This would be the house rider, homeless and runaway youth.
I would move that those numbers be changed in this rider. Before I do that, Mr. Gildo, I have a question. I thought this was combined to be a subdivision of the governor's homeless initiative. So
there's more of that rider on the next page, R27.
I'm just wondering if they shouldn't be incorporated into the same rider language. I think that was the intention. So can I move that the numbers be changed and that this rider be relocated in the rider article to be a subdivision of the section that we have it in with the tracking?
Okay.
So any discussion of that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We've adopted that rider and directed the staff to put it together with the other rider.
On the top of R27, the transitional housing appropriation is $750,000 the first year, but it's from the general fund and it's one time.
I would so move.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Clark.
I have an amendment to that. Since the appropriation was significantly cut from what we brought in, what I'd like to do is delete the part that sets aside the $300,000 in each year for the Safe Housing Pilot Project so it's more flexible. And we'll let them decide how they want to spend it. So it's Amendment A-193. Has it been passed out? Okay. Yeah, I've got one. Oh, here they are. Sorry.
I would move adoption of the A-193 amendment.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Abler.
We adopt this, and who decides who gets the money? And was there a reason that these three programs were carved out of all the other programs that could have been included? Do they have a higher need or something? And
Mr. Chairman, that's a very good question. We thought there was a lot of need. That's why we came in with a much higher number than the Senate did on this. But in the end, with having less funding, by half of the funding in less than the out years. I think it's probably, it really ties the hands of the folks who do the transitional housing to be able to determine where the money goes. Some of it will still go for example, one of the groups I've been working with are battered women. And in these counties, we were, and I know one is your county, we were very interested in trying to, you know, go forward a little bit more there. But it is a statewide program, and with less money, it seems like it needs to be responsive to the way they work with this, which I think is through the grant request process.
Mr. Chair. Senator Dahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Clark, are you sure that money's going to then, some of that money's going to go to the battered women's shelters? Seems like that's a legitimate place to send some of that. I don't know. Is that what you're doing, is taking that language out that says it's directed towards that?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Clark.
Senator Dahl, it not only doesn't say it must go to one particular kind of request, but also that it can go to more than just those three counties. And this is something we talked about in our housing, in our public health and housing committee. I know our committees are structured a bit different from yours, but we have a combination of public health and housing. And in the housing discussion, which our committee was responsible for, some of it is in this division, some of it was in the MHFA, and this particular division, several of the legislators were in those counties, and they really wanted to try to see if we couldn't put additional dollars into some of the needs they're familiar with. And they're very excellent needs, and we agreed to do it. But as we have half of the money, it seems like it needs to be more flexible so that more counties can benefit.
Okay. Any further discussion on the Clark Amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I think we do. So I would move adoption of the section as amended.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So the rider as amended is adopted.
Then, Mr. Chairman, on lines 50520 to 50525, that would be $600,000 the first year for emergency services grants, and take out the last sentence about the base being decreased. This is since it's in the first year only, it's a one-time appropriation.
So I move adoption of the change in the number and the deletion of the last sentence.
Discussion?
And adoption of the rider.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We have adopted that rider as amended.
The food shelf programs rider, the amount would be $325,000 each year. And the last two lines could be taken out because this is an ongoing appropriation.
I would move adoption of the rider with the change in the number and the deletion of lines 29 and 30.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we have adopted the food shelf.
The long-term homeless services rider is out, and the Minnesota Community Action Agency grants rider has been replaced by the 128 amendment. On the top of R28, that rider is in with the technical correction on 506.11 to delete added to the base, because this is as the last line indicates, this is a one-time appropriation.
I would move adoption of this rider with the deletion of added to the base.
Okay. All those, discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
That takes us to page R31. The health match delay rider. It's the Senate language related to a six-month delay, I believe, and the numbers are $2,616,000 the first year and $21,858,000 the second year.
I move adoption of that Senate rider with the change in the numbers.
Discussion.
Could they explain that to us a little bit more? No.
Actually, we spent a lot of time on that rider.
Actually, it's a good thing we convinced you, or you wouldn't be able to afford Thiessen's program in the healthcare access fund.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
On the top of R32, the the only difference in that rider was whether it was provider-directed or physician-directed, and I understand it's provider-directed, so we should adopt the House language.
Oh, okay. I would move adoption of the House language.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that House rider.
And the services for developmentally disabled, I believe the House has an A-173 amendment on this.
I move adoption of the A-173 amendment. This just tracks with the number of slots that were based on the tracking, which is smaller than the number that came into the conference committee.
Mr. Chair, this was...
Ms. Cleveland, I think that's supposed to be 100.
I think so, too. And the next one should be 100 also.
They should all be 100.
And on 1.7, that should be 100 also.
Yep.
And what's
supposed to be in the 400 one? I'm sure that's not right either. 200. So I incorporate those changes into the amendment.
Okay, we now have the A-173 amendment as corrected. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? None, so we've adopted that amendment.
On the bottom of R-33, the care coordination rider is out. On the top of R34, community-based health care, the tracking indicates that this would be $212,000 per year for 5 years. And this program is in the health department, but the tracking has the money in DHS. And so I think to correct that, we would just have the rider would be in DHS, but it would transfer the money to the health department.
Can't we just put the rider in the health department section of the riders?
Well, the rider should be where the money is. And I think at least the last track and I looked at it was going to be too difficult to change that.
So I would move the rider with the suggested language incorporated into it to transfer the money from the Department of Human Services to the Department of Health.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So that the rider, as amended, is adopted.
And the health care payment reform pilot, I have that as a $750,000 one-time appropriation in 09.
I would move that rider with the amounts and the dates included.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. So the that rider is adopted as amended.
And on the patient incentive programs rider, I think I'm going to have to check with the tracking. I thought it was 589 the first year and 580, and then 591 in the base. But I'm uncertain of that, so I'll have to check on the tracking.
Well, I would move that the rider be adopted and the staff be directed to insert the correct numbers.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We've adopted that rider and directed staff to put the right numbers in there.
The Senate prenatal alcohol or drug use rider would be in as it appears.
I move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
The Oral Health Care Innovations Grants rider would be in as amended by the A89 amendment with the $500,000 appropriation.
I would move adoption of this rider with the correct number in it. I believe the correct number is in it. So I move adoption of this rider as amended.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
On the bottom of our...
did not change the numbers.
On the bottom of our 39, the House rider language has been adopted. It's been pointed out that, and the number is correct, $300,000. This is a grant to a research center to develop capabilities necessary to evaluate changes in state health policies. It was pointed out that there is no requirement that the center report, so I wonder if you want to add, the center shall report on the use of this money to either DHS or the legislature by December 1st of 2008.
I got it all.
I would move that rider with the incorporation of the language regarding reporting.
And do you want the report to go to DHS or the legislature or the relevant chairs?
I want it to go to the relevant chairs.
Because it was in sync all the way through there.
So Mr.
Oh, discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Clark.
Which center is this, by the way? Which research center is this?
No, this is a center that is a part of the foundation arm, I believe, of the Hennepin County Medical Center.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
On the top of R36, the House rider would be out because that telephone number is funded on page R38. And on R37, the House Dental Access for Persons with Disabilities rider is out. On R38, the Senate Outreach rider would be in with just one change that the on 247.15, that would be $950,000 the first year and $1 million the second year.
Mr. Gill, can you direct me to what page we're on again?
I'm sorry, R38, the outreach funding rider.
Mr. Chair, this is the one where we got out of sync. They
really
gave us,
I cannot find this rider
they gave
on
us,
this page.
They gave us replacement pages.
Well, I don't have any, but
a few. It's in your homework file.
I actually inserted it into the rider, but it isn't here anymore, so that's the problem with not having things stapled down. So what are we doing with this?
The rider, the only change is that on 247.15, it's $950,000 the first year and $1 million the second year.
So I move to insert those numbers into the rider.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So you've adopted that rider.
On R39, these four riders, the senior companion program is $166,000 each year. The volunteer senior citizens is $167,000 each year. Foster grandparent program is $166,000 each year. And the senior nutrition program is as it appears.
I move adoption of those riders with the correct numbers inserted in them.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So we've adopted those riders.
Top of R40, the living at home block nurse rider is out. On R41, the reverse mortgage rider is in, and it would be on line 248.10. It'd be $133,000 the first year and $130,000 the second year. Otherwise, it would be as it appears.
So I would move adoption of the reverse mortgage rider with whatever numbers we need to change in it.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. So we've adopted that rider.
On R42, the house rider on the new nursing facility reimbursement system delay would be out since we have adopted the rebasing system. On the bottom of R42, this would be $3 million the first year with the Senate, basically the Senate rider. You would say of the general fund appropriation, $3 million the first year is to reimburse, et cetera.
I would move adoption of that rider with the insertion of the language related to the $3 million.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We've adopted that rider as amended.
On R43, the nursing home moratorium exceptions rider would be in as it appears.
I move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That rider is adopted.
On R44, those two house riders are out. They were amended out by the A96 amendment. The National Council on Problem Gambling, I have that at $325,000 the first year and $225,000 the second year.
I would move adoption of that rider, and I believe we need to correct the first number. The second number is in the rider correctly.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That rider is adopted.
And then the base for that appropriation would be $100,000 each year after that.
I move adoption to that addition, no language in the rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? None. So that rider as amended is adopted.
And then the starting on 519.3 on the House side, that $100,000 appropriation and the compulsive gambling appropriation below that and the compulsive gambling study, I believe, are all in there, but the numbers have to be adjusted slightly to fit with the tracking, so I'll need to adjust those.
Move adoption of all those riders and authorize the staff to insert the correct numbers in accordance with the tracking.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
On R47, the hearing loss mentors rider is in at $40,000 each year.
I move adoption of that rider with the $40,000 in each year.
Discussion.
Per biennium. Was
each year.
$40,000 each year?
Yeah.
Yep.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That rider is adopted.
On R48, the Native American Juvenile Treatment Center rider is in as it appears.
Move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That rider is adopted.
On R49, the House rider on Leech Lake Treatment Center is in with the addition of language at the end that says this is a one-time appropriation.
I move adoption of that rider with the additional language limiting it to a one-time appropriation.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
On R50, the Senate rider on assistive technology is in as it appears, and it'll be moved to the Disability Council where it belongs.
I move adoption of that rider and instruct the staff to relocate it in the riders where it belongs.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? None. So that is adopted.
On the middle of R50, the repayment rider, the dollar amount is $4,302,000. And on 521.27, delete affected and insert Fillmore, Steele, and St. Louis.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of that rider with the word affected deleted on line 27 and insert Fillmore, Steele, and St. Louis.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That rider is adopted.
And on the bottom of R50, I believe I saw in the tracking that the transfer rider, this methamphetamine,
should be in.
Is in.
I move adoption of the rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
And on the bottom of R51, community trainee and consultation, I don't find this in the tracking. I guess I'm uncertain about whether that was funded or not. This would be a House rider contract for training and consultation for clinical supervisors and staff of community mental health centers.
It's not in the tracking, so it shouldn't be adopted.
That applied to the mental health tracking system rider on the top of R52 as well?
Yes.
The quality assurance system expansion rider on the Senate side is in. It's $120,000 per year and one-time appropriation.
I move adoption of the rider with $100,000 figures being inserted.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
The House Disability Linkage Line rider is in as it appears.
I move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those.
Wait a minute. Is the amount right? I don't believe it is, so I'll just amend my motion that the staff is instructed to change the numbers in accordance with the tracking.
Yeah, I know. I got to sneeze or something.
I'm sorry.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
On the bottom of R52, the Senate Home Health Reimbursement Study rider is in, but it's a $60,000 one-time appropriation.
I move adoption of the rider and with the change in the amount.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
Top of R54, I believe the Senate rider on establishing the certification method is out because that wasn't funded. The bottom of R54, the House rider is in at the amount shown with the technical amendments that were adopted earlier.
So I move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. None. We've adopted that rider.
At the bottom of R55 on the Senate side, the Internet-based resources rider is out. And that's the end of the DHS riders.
Mr. Chair, then on, sorry.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, on R57 or 56, then we start the health. Department of Health, and the first one is on R57, pay for performance, and I think that's in.
Adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
The next one is the transfer from the State Government Special Revenue Fund, and I think that's in as it appears.
I move adoption of that rider.
Discussion.
Is the amount right?
I believe so.
Oh. How did that ever happen?
That's the second one. So that rider has been moved. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
Mr. Chair, on R58, the TANF appropriations for the home visiting, I have an amendment from the department that has conforming changes on it. And it would be amending the House language. The A-126 amendment.
I move adoption of the A-126 amendment.
Any discussion of that amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that amendment.
Then I move the rider as amended.
The rider as amended has been moved. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That rider as amended is adopted.
Mr. Chair, on page R59, at the top of the page, the Senate language loan forgiveness. I believe that's correct as it appears.
Move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. That rider is adopted.
And the reduction in the min and able is correct as it appears.
Move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
And then finally, you've already adopted the language for the fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, but I think we need to add in the, you adopted the Senate language, but we need to add the first sentence from the House side, the 900 each year is added to the base for the fetal alcohol spectrum disorder.
I would move adoption of adding that sentence to the Senate rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That rider, as amended, is adopted.
Mr. Chair, on page R60, the deaf or hearing loss support is rider is correct as it appears.
Move adoption of that rider.
That rider has been moved. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That rider is adopted.
And Mr. Chair, the heart disease and stroke prevention is correct as it appears.
I move that rider.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
In the family planning grants, I think it instead of, or it's the house language, but the amount from the Senate.
I move adoption of the House rider with the Senate dollar amounts.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider with the amendment is adopted.
On page R61, the Bright Smiles is not being funded here. So the next one is on page R63, Suicide Prevention Programs. And I think it needs to read $355,000 in the first year and $145,000 in the second year.
I move adoption of that rider with those numbers.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That rider is adopted.
I'm sorry. I don't think that last sentence, the base is reduced by 300. I don't think that that's necessary because the tails carry the 145,000.
I would move to delete that sentence from the rider.
So the last sentence of that rider has been moved to be deleted. Discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we've removed the last sentence of that rider, and the rider is adopted.
Mr. Chair, the community-based health care demonstration was already covered back on page R34, and the birth defects is actually in the correct position on page R71. So it's the Minnesota Birth Defects Information System on R71, and it would be $375,000 each year.
I move adoption of that rider with the correct dollar amounts.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So that rider is adopted.
And then back on R63, the Hearing Aid and Instrument Loan Bank, the Senate language and the Senate, or actually they're both the same number, but it's correct as it appears on the Senate side.
I move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
On R64, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure whether or not this methamphetamine abuse grants.
Yes.
That is?
Yes.
Okay.
I move adoption of the rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
And I couldn't find in the tracking the Medical Home Learning Collaborative or the Community Collaborative. I don't know if those are.
This was combined in an amendment previously, and I know that we adopted the amendment, but I don't know if we have to adopt the rider as well. So, I believe the dollar amount is correct. So I think maybe we'll just move to adopt the rider.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That rider as previously amended is adopted.
If I could just interrupt for a second, I have a note on the community collaboratives rider that that's $300,000 the first year, one time only.
I would move adoption of that rider with the correct amount, and it already says it's one time, so I think that rider's correct.
Okay. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That rider as amended is adopted.
Okay, then, Mr. Chair, on R65, in the middle, the healthcare access survey, that's correct as it appears.
I move adoption of that rider.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
And at the bottom of the page on the Senate side, you took the Senate position, and I think it needs to be $7 million each year, and then $2.5 million in 2010 and $2.5 million in 2011, and then we need to add a sunset. Is that right?
Yes. So I would move adoption of this rider with the numbers stated, inserted, and a sunset.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Should be noted that Senator Lynch voted aye.
Should be noted that Senator Lynch should trust Senator Berglund when I tell her it's for the Mayo Clinic.
Mr. Chair, on R66, the health information technology, the House position, it was amended previously with a technical amendment from finance, and it's correct as it appears.
I move adoption of that rider.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
The health insurance exchange is in with $5,650,000 in fiscal year 08.
I move adoption of that rider with the corrected numbers.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is adopted.
Then on R67, I think the uncompensated care is not being funded. All right.
That's correct.
Then the federally qualified health centers, I think it's the House position with $2 million each year from the general fund.
I would move adoption of that rider with the corrected numbers.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider.
Mr. Chair, on R68, the pandemic influenza preparedness, it's the Senate position. And in the first paragraph, I think all the numbers are right. And then in the second paragraph, lines 6.3 to 6.9, on 6.4, the number should be $4,805,000. And then on 6.6 and 6.7, that's cut in half, so each number would be $2,400,000 and $2,500.
I move adoption of this these riders with the appropriations corrected to the tracking.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That rider is adopted with the numbers changed.
And then the window replacement program is not being funded?
Correct.
On the top of R69, that's not the environmental health tracking not being funded in this bill. The AIDS prevention and initiative focusing on foreign-born residents is correct as it appears with the technical change or the word change of foreign-born.
And that was already amended, so right. I will move adoption of that rider.
Discussion.
Can I just ask one question? I thought it was $300,000 in each year. And this is just for 08.
I think it's one time, but I can check. According to the tracking, it's one time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I move adoption of this rider.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That rider is adopted.
Then on R70, at the bottom of the page, the lead abatement, I think it's $550,000 each year.
And, Mr. Chair?
Representative Clark.
Mr. Chair, this language needs to be changed, and the money needs to be directed to Section 14 in Article 10. And I talked with staff about it, if we could direct them to do that. And the reason is the language here was anticipating that we were going to be more protective of children and lower the threshold limit, but since we didn't do that, this doesn't apply, and it needs to go to the regular lead abatement fund, as we discussed in the previous section.
So I would move the rider and direct the staff to make the corrections as Representative Clark has indicated.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider as amended and the staff is directed to make the corrections has been adopted.
Mr. Chair, at the top of R71 is the water treatment rider, and that's correct as it appears.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the hours for the conference committee be amended to end at 11:30.
We have come a long way. Wow.
Mr. Chairman, I would move adoption of the rider.
Hang with us here.
So which one are we in? Okay, the water treatment rider has been moved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We've adopted that rider. Maybe I should quit asking for discussion.
Mr. Chair, in the middle of R71, the HIV, you've previously adopted the House language, but we need to add in the last sentence of the Senate language, this appropriation shall become part of the base funding for the biennium beginning July 1st, 2009.
I would move adoption of the rider with the additional language related to the base.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That rider, as amended, is adopted.
Then, Mr. Chair, on R72, there's another amendment from same kind of thing from the department that we did before on the TANF. It's a conforming change. The A124 amendment. This is actually amending the A150 amendment, which we put on previously, and that was also a technical change from the department.
I move adoption of the A124 amendment.
The amendment is moved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We've adopted that amendment.
And I move the article as amended be adopted.
The article as amended is moved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that amended article.
And, Mr. Chair, on R73, then, is the disease surveillance. Representative Clark, I think, has an amendment. The A132.
Team.
Okay, so then it's the Senate language as it appears.
I would move adoption of the Senate rider.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That Senate rider is adopted.
Okay, then the next set of appropriations is for the veterans, or riders rather, the Veterans Nursing Home Board. And on page R74 at the top, the repair and betterment rider is correct as it appears on the House side, except it needs to add this is a one-time appropriation.
I move adoption of a House rider with the additional language limiting it to a one-time appropriation.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider with the additional sentence is adopted.
And then the pay for performance is also correct as it appears.
One of the best riders in the bill. I move adoption of this rider, Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So that rider is adopted.
And, Mr. Chair, on R75, we had it's the health-related board's riders, and we had previously, the committee had previously adopted some boilerplate language, and after further advice from the finance department, we don't need the first paragraph under subdivision one on the House side.
So I move that the subdivision one on the House side be reconsidered.
So I think you can just delete it, because my understanding is they do it the same whether that language is there or not, so it's just not necessary language.
So since it's already been adopted, I move it be reconsidered.
It's been moved to reconsider that rider. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we'll reconsider that rider.
And now it doesn't need to be voted on because it doesn't need to be adopted.
Oh, okay. And then all these are just, I think these numbers all just will follow tracking. There's no language. So I don't.
I move adoption that we incorporate the numbers regarding the boards on page R75 and that be incorporated into the rider article.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That direction of the staff is passed.
And then on the next section is the Emergency Medical Services Board riders, and it starts on R77 with the in the middle of the page with the regional grants. And I think the language is the Senate position, and it needs to say 400,000 in fiscal year 08 and 400,000 in fiscal year 09.
I would move adoption of the rider with those corrected numbers.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider, as with the correct numbers, is adopted.
Mr. Chair, the Longevity Award and Incentive Program, also the Senate position, and in paragraph B, the number should be 800,000 rather than 400,000.
I move adoption of that rider with the change in the correction in the dollar amounts.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That rider is adopted. Isn't that
the same school? Then at the bottom of the page, Mr. Chair, the Health Professional Services Program, it's the House language, and it needs to say 75,000 in fiscal year 08 and 75,000 in fiscal year 09.
I move adoption of the rider with the corrected dollar amounts.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That rider is adopted.
On page R78, the options 2 is not being funded. So, Mr. Chair, on R79, I guess it's Section 9 of the House and Section 10 of the House, they need to just follow tracking. There's no language.
I move adoption of those sections to be incorporated with those numbers into the article.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I don't know what they're calling numbers. Numbers are adopted.
And then, Mr. Chair, at the bottom of the page, there's some language on the Senate side. I think Section 12 has already been covered on page R31. And Section 13 was amended and adopted by Amendment A73. So I think those are set to go. And then R80, the window replacement language is not being funded. And R82, Section 8, Senate language only, it's already been covered in Article 4. Page R83 at the bottom of the page, Senate Section 9 is out, right? So then page R84, Senate Section 10.
I believe this is in. Oh, but it was already adopted. Okay.
Page R84, Senate Section 10. That hasn't been acted on, and I don't know if it needs to be.
It does. It's part of that whole food stamp section. So bill. So if we haven't adopted this section, I move adoption of it.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We've adopted that section. Rider.
And Mr. Chair, on Section 19, the compensation increases, I believe it's the numbers are supposed to be 3%.
Yes, I would move adoption of that article with the 3% number.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've adopted that rider as amended.
And then at the bottom of the page, R84, Section 20, there's a technical change from the finance that I'll have to make orally. It would be to delete on line 274.17, delete at the end of the second year of the biennium and insert for the biennium ending June 30th, 2007. And then on the next page, R85, delete paragraph D.
So I move adoption of this article with the change in the first sentence and the deletion of Article D.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Abler.
What's the customary treatment of these funds if they're not appropriated like this for all those different groups? Do they just go back to the forecast, or they go to some carryover balance? I know there's been carryovers from the departments that they use for operations. Is this what that relates to?
Okay.
Julie.
Mr. Chair, members, normally our administrative funds after the end of the second year would cancel to the general fund. This rider would allow on a one-time basis for it to carry forward to be used for some systems, one-time development.
And that's in accordance with the tracking.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, I have to go back to R77. I was wrong about the changing the numbers on the health professional services program. They're correct as they appear.
So I move that we adopt that article with the numbers as they appear.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That rider is modified and adopted.
And then, Mr. Chair, on R85, I believe Section 11 has already been taken care of in Article 1. and the rest were identical riders that have already been adopted.
Can I just ask about the language on 1019 through 1023 of page R85?
Mr. Chair and Senator Berglund, I believe that that has already been adopted in Article 1, that language.
Okay, thank you.
We have two amendments, and if staff could pass them out.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask if
just delays.
Mr. Chairman, if we could ask someone from the staff to come forward so we could, I could just get a little more information about this A1 amendment regarding Carver County payback on waiver services. Mr. Chairman and Ms. Julek, I'm told that this is a budget neutral amendment, and I don't quite understand how that can be possible.
Madam Chair, as I read the amendment, I believe it would put the cost of not receiving the payment from Carver County in 09, but then put the revenue of receiving the payment, I'm sorry, put the cost of not receiving the payment from Carver County in fiscal 08, and then put a revenue of receiving that payment in fiscal year 09. So it's like a one-year delay. It will change your appropriations in how this is tracked, but it is, as I understand, budget neutral. You'd have a cost in 08 and a savings in 09.
Ms. Julek, the overspending happened in 04 and 05.
Correct, and they've been forgiven, I believe, for that repayment for 2 or 3 years. And so similar to how the payment for the other three counties are being tracked as a cost in 08 because of the permanent forgiveness of that overpayment, this would be just a one additional year delay of that payment.
Mr. Chairman and Ms. Julek, if we just keep delaying it every biennium, will it never have a fiscal impact?
It only is budget neutral within the biennium. Once you delay it over the biennium, you have a cost.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move the A1 amendment.
The A1 amendment has been moved. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
And we've adopted the A1 amendment.
Madam Chair, I misread the amendment.
Good thing I asked about it.
To keep this budget neutral, it should say June 30th, 2009, to keep it within the next biennium.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the A1 amendment be reconsidered.
The A1 amendment has been moved for reconsideration. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. 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 Opposed? The A1 amendment is now before us.
Mr. Chairman, I move the A1 amendment and on lines 1.8, delete July 1st and insert June 30th. And with that change, then I would move the amendment.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The amendment is adopted.
Some study. I don't understand how it would cost any money.
It's hard?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have.
No, we had a stakeholder. It's going forever.
You got to talk to me.
Mr. Chairman, I move the A-185 amendment. This is a non-emergency medical transportation study with the stakeholders. I'm told it doesn't have any money involved in it. I suppose it's because they're meeting with these stakeholders all the time anyway.
Chair.
Madam Chair, will this amendment reduce phone calls to us?
No. Will not. But I think some of the phone calls will be reduced by the action we took in the tracking earlier.
Senator Lynch. A
couple of questions. Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, it does seem to infer that there is funding associated with this. And on line 1.12, it states that the study and the report shall be funded by the Non-Emergency Medical Transportation Coalition. So while there is not an appropriation directed towards the department, there is a cost associated with this. And I'm wondering what the source of this amendment was. Where did this amendment come from?
Representative Thiessen asked that it be offered.
Mr. Chair.
We thought you were gone.
Mr. Chair, Senator Birkeland, that was the whole point. It was a nice time in the corner. actually, yes, this is, as from the member, is from Representative Thiessen. However, this is an amendment that the group themselves were working on when we were at an impasse with the Senate position and the House position and trying to find a middle ground. But I do believe that you're correct because we got rid of this situation earlier.
So we don't need this study any longer?
I don't believe so.
Good.
Okay.
I always find it a little unusual when some group is funding the department to study their own reimbursement. Anyway. Mr. Chairman, if we've completed this article and completed all of the articles before us, then I would move that the staff be given general authority to make technical corrections as they go through this to help the engrossment of it for the reviser, make any technical corrections or changes that they see would be appropriate.
I'm putting it in here.
And make that motion.
Okay, that motion has been made. I think it was.
Oh,
we
missed it.
So the this motion has been moved.
Well, I think we could make one more motion, Mr. Chair.
We could still do another
motion.
Okay,
that's fine. Yeah, after that.
So All those in favor of the Senator Berglund's motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. So her motion is adopted. And there's going to be another one.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we adopt the Transformation Task Force. I don't know where it is exactly, if staff can tell me. I think that if we have, we've adopted two efforts at health costs and studies. We have the Legislative Access Commission we've worked on. We got the Shumper Commission. And then I think that if we're going to give due treatment to these, there's a, I think, a very balanced task force in one of the sections that Jen is going to tell me where it's at, and I think that we should adopt them. There's the money's in the tracking, and I think that just in fairness, as I've been actually on the sidelines of most of the money discussions, that when you adopt money for something, you actually should pay for what you adopted the money for, and I think it's appropriate for Representative Huntley, who has worked very hard on this, Section 18 of Article 9. I'm good at hand signals. So I think that... with all respect, that would be appropriate to adopt that as well.
Well, all I can say is I don't think that the senators have changed their opinion of the structure of that task force.
Any discussion? Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, could you just tell us what particular section this is in?
On our, let's see, Article 9, page Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, it's been kind of a long day, and I wonder, it seems to me that Senator Berglund commented on this particular item earlier today, but I wonder if I could ask if she could just refresh my memory in that regard.
Well, there are four legislators on this, four from each body and two from each party. Then the governor has his state agencies that he wants to appoint, and the governor appoints four persons who are involved in health care that he wants to have on there, and then he appoints two people that he wants on there who have been involved with employer group purchasing, and at least one of them have to be from a labor organization. I guess my own feeling is that the governor's going to, if he's going to appoint a task force, he's going to appoint a task force. He doesn't need this legislation to do it, and I personally just don't feel like this is, I really think it's a governor's task force with,
Mr. Chair.
Two members of the, two Democrats from the House and Senate on it.
Senator Solon.
Mr. Chair, I seem to remember it had a $140,000 fiscal note.
It had 100. It's got 170 in the tracking, but I must just say, when we asked the House to revise the tracking based on the discussions we had about the things that were being accepted on the Senate side, we asked that it be done to the Senate tracking. And that wasn't done. It was done to the House tracking. And this was an item that we had never agreed to accept. So,
Well, it is in the tracking, which means it was adopted by both sides.
Both sides?
Senator Dahl.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Part of the problem I have, too, with this another task force is I think I recall a task force just a couple of years ago the governor commissioned with U.S. Senator Dave Durenberger to do a Minnesota Citizens Forum on health care, which went absolutely nowhere. And I'm what's to say we spend money on this and we get the same result? We'll get a piece of paper and no action. And, you know, and he's like, say, he's obviously the people he'll pick will already have kind of his preconceived notions on what healthcare should be. And I'm not sure we're going to get a balanced report as it is. So I'm hesitant to want to support this at this time.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Abler.
Actually, coming into this conference committee, I knew that on both bodies had a keen interest in health care. Elections were won and lost on the topic in certain niches anyway, other topics as well. Observing as Representative Huntley carried this from committee to committee, I expected that the makeup of this group might change. I thought there might be some dialogue in the body of those of us here in particular, as we saw not one, not two, but three different task forces suggested in both the Senate and House languages. And it was my imagination that we would coalesce around a single task force, a single project that we would all rally behind. Some of us would be on it, some of us wouldn't be on it. And that this group would be charged with the goal of accomplishing something. What we've accomplished so far is to accomplish, is to allow two groups with no particular money to be assembled, each of which already has a slant toward a majority and minority position. And so I'm not sure that's going to be success for us. My expectation still could be yet. That we could change a membership of this group to be more like the liking of the Senate. I don't care who's on it, but I think it should be balanced. Too much governor? Take some governor off. Bring in some labor, bring in some whoever. Bring in some people who know the business so that in a year from now, we can sit here across the table from each other. Same people of us looking at each other thinking, let's hear from the report of the people that we actually have confidence in. Including these two folks would be at the head at the table, either in that role or having been members, I would expect. And they would tell us what we really can do. What we're going to accomplish in this bill, we'll be back here next week or the week after working on some of these very same topics because we've not satisfied that requirement. I know you've all worked hard, and it's been a long week for all of us. But I don't want a year to go by and have us have nothing to show for this topic that we would all admit is critically important. We all have speeches we can give for 25 minutes without notes on the merits and the importance of this topic to our constituents and to our state. The reason I offered this amendment was not to embarrass my friend Senator Berglund or to put any of you on the spot. The money's in the tracking. We approved the money, whether it was an accident or just, you know, God's will that we should be doing this kind of thing. In front of us, we have an opportunity to create something we actually can come back with. So if you don't want to do it, then vote it down. There's $170,000 in the tracking, which will go to wherever, to money heaven, wherever that goes after it doesn't get adopted. But I urge us still, in these last minutes of this conference committee, to give us some thought and to maybe find a group we could agree to that would go forward with this charge.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of the adoption of Section 18, Article 9, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is not adopted.
What else? Mr. Chair? There's
Mr.
also,
Chung.
I think, one other, I guess, open item in Article 9. This was the House Section 37 repealer, and there's a question about what that was repealing. That's related to the House Section 16, which requires price or payment disclosure at the request of a consumer. But what the repealer section is, which is 62J.052 subdivision 1, it requires that providers report average allowable payments for 50 most commonly performed services, and there's some other related reporting requirements.
So that's been replaced with the language that's in the bill?
Mr. Chair and Senator Berglund, not technically no. I mean, I think when this bill was offered, it was thought that perhaps this other requirement wasn't needed, but they are sort of different requirements.
So one would replace the other one.
I believe that's what the author of the bill was thinking, that you wouldn't need this, but they're different in the sense that the Health Section 16, it's reporting price disclosure at the request of the consumer, whereas the section being repealed is a requirement of providers to, I think, regularly provide this information.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Aber.
Yeah, I was the author of that bill. I had 20, and then Fran Bradley added 50, which kind of put it over the top for being practical. And then the disclosure of pricing is actually more practical. And so I believe this is a valid action, and I think it's appropriate to repeal that section.
I would move adoption of the repealer.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The repealer is adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sola.
There's another section that hasn't been adopted yet, and that's in our House Article 3, Section 56 of Article 4, the health care section.
Senate
article. What did I say?
Just article.
Oh.
It's Article 3.
And that's the amendment that requires the counties that realize savings from county-based purchasing to reinvest the savings in health care services, activities, or programs. It allows them to recoup any of their investments that they may have made in the program, but basically to maintain those funds within the health care activities.
Are you moving that?
I would move adoption of Section 56 of Senate Article 4.
I thought you had amended it before.
It was amended. It was already amended.
Okay, any discussion of the motion?
Mr. Chair, this is, I understand the intention of this. It seems like a nice idea, but it's actually not a useful idea for some of these counties.
Yeah.
These counties are putting themselves at risk and their taxpayers at risk for their efforts to try to provide care for their citizens. If these self-insured counties, if it goes sour, they have to pay all the losses. If they happen to gain some, through good management and proper care of their citizens, happen to get a few dollars ahead, they've incurred some risk to accomplish that. These counties aren't going to go buy new cars and stuff. They're going to put it into the county services into some practical way that the county board will decide in a public way. They're not going to be, Florida vacation. So I would respect my colleague over there, but I would urge members to vote no.
So the motion has been made. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The amendment or motion is not approved. Any other motions to be made?
How about good night?
Then I think we're done. We will all have an opportunity to sign the conference report as soon as the revisers have got it completed. And Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman, first of all, I'd like to thank all the members of the conference committee for their hard work. We really have worked hard. And everyone deserves a round of applause. I'd also like to thank our staff.
In particular.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to announce that we expect to have the conference committee report in my office at 8:30 for the senators to sign on Monday morning, and then it will be brought over to Representative Huntley's office for the representatives to sign around 9 o'clock. and then it will be copied for the desks.
Do we have to vote on it?
No, we just signed.
We don't have to vote on it.
It will be copied on Sunday without signatures on the desks, and then we are able to sign it on Monday morning.
Okay, and I would also like to thank all the members. This has been a long, trying experience. Sometimes our tempers get a little short, but I think we've done a good job, and I also would like to thank staff. They do an unbelievable amount of work under very trying conditions. So with that, Representative Walker.
If you think we need to do that, it's all gone over the revisor's office already, but just to be on the record, I move that, what is our number on our bill?
2171.
I move that 2171 as amended be recommended to pass by the conference committee. As amended.
I'm not going to ask for any discussion.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? I guess the motion has been adopted, and we recommend this bill be passed. And with that, the conference committee is adjourned.